I am here in studio with the Marshfield Acting Fire Chief Michael LaSelva on this beautiful day. And of course, this is Fire Prevention Month. Thanks so much for joining us today. Now, usually what happens during this month, I know a lot of area departments will have open houses and they'll focus on different issues. They invite people in the community to come in. Marshfield, no different. You're holding yours this Sunday.
That's right, Christine. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. October's Fire Prevention Month, and we do a series of events throughout the month for fire safety and education, fire prevention. And this Sunday, October 20th, from 10 to 2, we'll be having our annual open house, which will be kind of rolled in as a costume party for the younger kids.
Nice.
And we'll be doing like a touch a truck, we'll have pizza, some kind of games and events for the kids geared towards fire prevention and fire safety. It's usually a great time.
Now, is that at the fire station headquarters?
Correct. Yeah, 60 South River Street, right across from the fairgrounds. You can park around back, and they'll be parking next to the fire station as well. You can't miss it.
Now, and usually, you know, we hear when people go to these things, they love it. Kids love seeing the equipment, touching the trucks. I think adults, especially a lot of adults, think about that too. But you always have some good safety messages. I remember as a kid, it was what? Stop, drop, and roll, but now they've added something to that.
Sure. Well, there's a curriculum through the Department of Fire Services, mm-hmm. Some guidelines that we go by when we go into the schools and talk fire prevention, fire safety. Some of the things we push is, you know, cooking safety, obviously playing with matches or flammable liquids, anything like that. Smoke detectors, your egress plan, things of that nature, and the kids really love it. We use some props and things like that but very beneficial.
When the kids come and when they come to your open houses, are there one or two questions in particular that they ask about what happens in here? Can I wear your hat?
Sure. Yeah.
Can I light a match? No, I hopefully not.
No, we don't want that, but that would be an absolute no. But it depends what age group you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Some of the older elementary school kids are a little more in tune, and they may ask some more involved questions, whereas the younger ages from kindergarten through, you know, second, third grade, they're kind of just, they love all the flashy stuff. So we try and get their attention with that and get that message across while we have their attention. So
it's a good way to build relationships. You know, you always read about or hear these stories where some young kid who had a firefighter come to their school and tell them about, here's what you need to do, and you think, oh, they're so young, are they paying attention? And then you hear about, oh my goodness, yes, I called 911 because I smelled smoke or I saw fire, or you know, their parent fainted or something like that. So you must have some good feedback when you're doing things like that in the schools.
Absolutely, and we love to hear feedback. You know, a lot of what we do is driven off of feedback and how we can do it better, or if there's things we shouldn't focus on as much attention on. But yeah, the stories we get back from the kids, like I said, the younger kids is you know, sometimes, well, my dad's a firefighter or my mom's a firefighter, and you know, they're so proud of that, and we love that. And then, you know, some of the older kids, they may you know, they may relate a little more, where, you know, we've had some older kids say, you know, I reminded my mom and dad or my parents to change the batteries in our smoke detectors, which is
right,
something
that's coming up soon, too.
Yeah, that's this month. We recommend that you change your batteries in your smoke detectors, check your smoke detectors for, you know, per their manufacturer's recommendations,
right.
You may need all new smoke detectors. And a big one for us is we put numbers on your house we can see from the street.
You know, it's interesting. One of the last times I think you folks were on and talked about that, I was thinking about that because I think it was snowing, and I went home, I thought, I only have my numbers on my mailbox, and the snow was on it, and I thought,
well,
they're
right.
Yeah. It's got to be tough, you know, late at night, and some of the old streets here, the numbers don't really always make the most sense, you know. You know, to think that, oh my God, they skipped a few. So that's always a good point. But we'll have you back on right before clock turning time and remind people. Now, I've been here long enough to remember when we first started reporting stuff that you folks were doing, about 70% of what we reported, and I think it was fires, and the rest was 30% medical. That seems to have flipped, because I think all the education and the smoke detectors, I think it paid off.
Sure. We still go to fires, and there are, unfortunately, that does happen. And some of the data that's out there, which you find on the Department of Fire Services website, and some other organizations. A lot of what we do shifted to a different kind of discipline as far as going to medicals. But I think a lot of the decrease in fire incidents is due to prevention. That was taken on long before my time. So when they started putting more attention and focus on that, this is the result.
Right. You hear that maybe the fires now, maybe they're burning hotter, and then you've got more chemicals and things, more things you probably never had to think about dealing with years ago.
Sure, a lot of code. Like we work with the building department very closely, and code is, like I said, way before my time when they started really focusing on it. This is the result of all that hard work.
Right. Well, you know what? Give us time and place again with the Marshfield Fire Department open house.
Sure. So it will be this Sunday, October 20th, 60 South River Street, Marshfield Central Fire, from 10 to 2.
And kids can wear costumes if they want.
Yep, we encourage that.
And
I won't be wearing one.
There is pizza involved.
Yes.
Everybody likes that.
Yep, can't go wrong with that. And like I said, there'll be some games and some handouts and things like that. So some
sounds
props.
Like a good time.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Well, great. We appreciate you joining us today. Again, this is Michael LaSelva. He's the Marshfield Acting Fire Chief, and inviting folks to come out on Sunday to your annual open house. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.